suppose it was a game, obviously, of two halves. Derry started very strongly. They had the wind behind them, which was sort of blown across the field. And they had the best possible start when they scored after about 2 minutes. When second row, Adam Bratton, he picked up and drove over after a good break from a scrum by skipper Stephen Carr. And then on 15 minutes, they had another very, very good score opportunist from Simon Logan, as he always does. Derry were given a penalty. He grabbed the ball quickly, tapped it, couple of sidesteps, and he was over in the corner. And I don't even think some of the Bangor boys knew what happened. So it was 10-0 after 15 minutes, and that really was what they wanted. They still were in the game very much. The set pieces were interesting because one scrum Derry were getting a sentence, then the next scrum Bangor seemed to be getting a bit of a push on as well. But I mentioned in my report yesterday too, young Conor McMenamin making his debut for Derry, only turned 18 in the last week or so. Ulster under 18, Ireland under 18, and I think one of the guys earmarked, a bit like Joe Dunleavy, hopefully to make the Ulster Academy. His lighted work was very, very good. He was very good as well in the rolling balls and all. But, as a young guy, 80 minutes is a long time playing against big, strong men. And, he probably did feel the pace a wee bit towards them. But nevertheless, a very, very promising debut. And I think if he's with Derry for the rest of the season, they have a lot to offer. Half-time, Bangor had their first opportunity just half-time in their winger. Their full-back had over. So it was 10-5 at half-time. And you'd have thought that's it. Derry missed a penalty a minute after half-time from in front of the post. But it's very hard to blame anybody for kicking with the way the gusty wind was blowing. But up until the hour mark, it was still 10-5. But you could see that our Bangor were starting to gain the ascendancy in the scrum and the rolling mauls. And as it turned out, they got a penalty try from a rolling maul. And then they added two more scores with their wingers, just finishing off very, very strong approach work. So 27-10 was the final score. That was 22 points Derry sort of lost in that last 20 minutes. But, I mean, it's something that it does happen. The last 20 minutes of a game, sometimes a lot of teams can run in scores if they've got the wingers, which Bangor had, because, a tiring Derry defence, and you can't hold out for all the time. But they'll be disappointed with the result, having had such a good start. And, of course, next week they meet Omagh at Judges Road. Only yes, they were beaten by Middleton 29-7. But Middleton looked to be the team in that league at the moment. Last week, the week before, they put 44 points on Bangor down there, and then they beat Omagh, who would be two of the strongest sides. So Omagh will be smarting from that result as well, as will City of Derry. So this is the first sort of Derry-Omagh senior match for a long time, and I would say there'll be a big crowd down from Omagh, and hopefully the same replied in Judges Road. Looking forward to that game. It should be a real cracker, and local derbies always create a bit more interest.
Then we turn our attention to the Rugby Championship. Coleraine taking on Dromore. It ended a victory for Dromore. It was an impressive victory after that, 39-6. Also in Rugby Championship 2, Ballymoney. It was Limavady who went over to Ballymoney. Just over the road, it was the Limavady men that came away with the victory there as well, Alec.
Yes, Coleraine well beaten by Dromore. Dromore running on 5 tries. Dromore sitting first or second in that Rugby Championship, and I would say they could well have a say. And when it comes to the winners of that, there they go into round robin, of course, to try and get back to try and get into senior rugby or All Ireland League rugby. Limavady got back to 1-4 after a couple of wee bits, and Ballymoney 14-10. That now puts them top of Rugby Championship 2, and they'll be delighted with that, because that's a pretty kind of useful league, and they'll certainly be looking to see if they can get right up to Rugby Championship 1. But the result of the day for me, in a sense, was at Newry. Letterkenny went down to Newry and won by 33 points to 31. So that must have been an absolute cracker of a game. Both teams scoring 5 tries. And certainly a big resurgence from Letterkenny in the last couple of weeks. I was just looking at the league table now, and they're lying fourth with 17 points. They've won the last three games. And, they'll certainly have got a lot of confidence from that one, because Newry's a hard old team to play down there. And, 33-31, I'm sure that must have been a great game to watch as far as the supporters were called. Monaghan, they're top of that league. They're just too strong at the moment. They beat Belfast High School by 52 points to 6. And Strabane, that's their third loss now in the league. They went to Hollywood and they were beaten by 32 points to 18. So that good start they got, they'll need to start again winning ways on that one. The other result, Pádraig, I should say, was in the All-Ireland League Division 2A. 2B. A Rainey, who hadn't won anything up until now, They had a very good result. They beat the Corinthians 21-17, so that gives them their first victory. And maybe we'll start them now, put on more points, because they were sitting at the bottom of the table and they were quite a distance away from the rest. But as I say, that's the sort of the rugby championship you were saying. The rugby regional west, Donegal Town conceded the City of Derry in that one. But in a showing, they travelled up to Strabane and they beat Strabane by 34 points to 19, running on 5 scores. So on a showing, doing pretty well. You know, they're consistently there in mid-table, and that they'll be very pleased with that result over Strabane. But overall, as I say, the AIL games, both City of Derry and Oma, will be disappointed, but they have a chance to put it right next week, Porrick, when they play each other, Judges Road, as I've said. And I think anybody who's interested in a good game of rugby should make their way down there. The result for me was certainly Letterkenny beating Uri by 33 points to 31, and Limavady now top of Rugby Championship 2, which is excellent for the Roseiders.
Looking at the Rugby Pro 14, Alec, there was Ulster had a fantastic victory against the Dragons on Friday night. Their first bonus point win of the season, and no doubt you'll be happy with that result.
Yeah, it was a strange game as up at that one, obviously, and as I say, they ran in 5 scores, but they worked hard for it, but unfortunately, I think young Michael Lowry, who was playing at full back, and who has really an unbelievable talent, I mean, he scored a try and made another one. He got an ankle injury. I haven't seen anything to say how bad it is, but it will be just terrible for that young guy, because he's had a bad injury for about 9 months, and I mean he's hit the ground running. He's absolutely superb little runner, and he was a catalyst to a lot of things. But it was a good performance by Ulster, but I don't think any supporters will get carried away, because the Dragons, to be honest, are probably not a great side. I mean, they certainly would say they're the fourth-rated side in Wales, and they struggle at times against the Italian sides as well. But nevertheless, from Dan McFarlane's point of view and from Ulster's point of view, you get 5 points and you take it, but you have to start. It'll certainly have to start building, because they're away to Benetton next week, and no team's easy out in Italy now. They used to be the chopping blocks, but no longer. And that one, but as I say, they will be pleased. Leinster, they didn't take too much trouble out in Benetton. They won by 31-3, scoring 5 tries. And of course, now Joe Smith, having picked his international squad of 42, very few of those players now will be playing next week in that Pro 14, so it'll give all the provinces a chance to bring in the replacement ones. Munster and Glasgow, again, must have been an absolute cracker. Munster, I think, got a penalty in the last couple of minutes, 25-24, and again, as I've said it so often, Munster have this ability to edge out a result in the last couple of minutes, and that's what makes them such a dangerous team, because Glasgow are by no means not a good side. And then the final one on that one was at Connacht. They went over to Wales, but they lost out to the Ospreys by 22-17. Close enough, but the Ospreys this year have certainly improved from last year. But now with the Autumn Internationals coming up, there's Pro 14 next Saturday, then there's a break for 2 weeks. So obviously it'll give the coaches an opportunity to work with their panel of players. But as I say, Joe Smith's 42 players that he has named. Next week, of course, is the first of the Autumn Internationals. Ireland going to Chicago Field to play Italy. We all remember what happened the last time in Chicago Field. We beat the All Blacks.
Came out today from New Zealand head coach, Alec, just want to have you on, Steve Hansen. He's questioned whether or not Conor Murray is actually injured. So I don't know, he said the Irish could be playing an Irish trick. I don't know what your feelings are on that.
Well, there has been a wee bit of controversy. It's a neck injury, but somehow I don't really follow the logic of that, Porrick, because why would you not, if your best player was fit, why would he not be playing? Unless what he's insinuating is that they're sort of going to put him on cotton wool and only play him in certain games, hoping that he won't get injured for the World Cup. But Murray's not that sort of guy. Murray plays the game 120%, so I don't see that one. But it's an interesting one. But listen, it's like all sports, the World Cup's 8 months away, but all the coaches now are starting to throw out the throw out all these remarks. No doubt Eddie Jones will be jumping in the bandwagon too. Joe Smith tends to be very sort of conservative as far as that goes. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what has been said now after Hansen making that comment. And as I was saying there, it'll be interesting too to see what 24, 25 players Joe Smith takes over to play against Italy, because I don't think he'll take a lot of the top guys. I think he'll give them a rest, waiting for Argentina and the All Blacks to come.